Speaking of candidates, 239-1310, 239-1310, Mark Brown is running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff. This is the second time that he has run for that position. Mark Brown joins me live. Mark Brown, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Why are you running?
I am running because I'm concerned about what's going on in the city of Indianapolis. I'm concerned about the homicides, the violent home invasions. I'm concerned about the sex offender registry, and I believe that the Marion County Sheriff's Department is crying out for leadership. Along with that, I have the leadership abilities. I've been with IMPD for 26 years. A lot of that has been in management. I've supervised the road patrol, the officers on the road. I've supervised investigation, the detectives, domestic violence branch. I've also, currently I'm supervisor in administration where I supervise background investigation, the polygraph unit, and I also serve as the equal employment supervisor where I'm responsible for complaints of discrimination as well as sexual harassment and workplace grievances.
If you're elected Marion County Sheriff, what would you do differently that's not being done now by the current sheriff?
Thank you. I'd be a better partner for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Currently, I don't believe that the sheriff is a very good partner for IMPD or the other police departments that border the city of Indianapolis. I would be more responsive and I would be more in the community.
Mm-hmm. One of the issues, let me go to the duties the sheriff has now. You brought up the sex offender registry. That is one of the duties. Serving civil warrants is another one of the duties. Given the duties that exist for the sheriff now, can the sheriff make an impact in reducing the level of violence if you don't have the road patrol, you don't have the detectives, you don't have homicide investigators? So how can the sheriff do that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Yes, he can. Sometimes we in law enforcement, we have to do what's called thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's happening. I'll start, first of all, there are over 25,000 open warrants, 25,000 open warrants in Marion County. And what we have to do is, what happens, Mr. Brown, is it's not uncommon when we arrest somebody for one of these heinous crimes, a murder or violent sex offense or something like that. It's not uncommon for that person to already have a warrant on him or her. Mm-hmm. So I believe we have to be vigilant and go out and make sure that we start serving some of these warrants, especially these warrants that are out for these violent offenders.
Is there enough manpower or person power to serve those warrants?
That is something that I would definitely look at if I'm elected.
You don't think we have it now?
I don't see it happening right now. Mm-hmm. What I see from the sheriff's department is a mirage. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, I believe the sheriff has been absent. I don't mean to attack right away, but I listened to your ad and that kind of the ad that came on not too long ago, and I kind of disagree with everything that came on there. I do believe that it has to be addressed, and that I believe that it hasn't been addressed. So there's people in those positions to do different things, and it hasn't been done yet.
The mayor has sniped at the sheriff's office, believing that the sheriff and the role of the sheriff should not be have anything to do with law enforcement, should just be strictly to running the jail, strictly to the sex offender registry, strictly to the warrant, and that anything the sheriff could do to help put more bodies on the street or free up Indianapolis Metropolitan Police officers to go in and to be the ones to take a bite out of crime. The mayor has been the one fighting that. How do you feel about all that?
Well, let's be honest. There's plenty of crime to go around right now. And the more people and more officers we have out there, I think the better served that the citizens will be. Mm-hmm. But I think the mayor's concern, at least my concern, is making sure for the families of these officers as well as other officers involved that we have that the deputies are trained. Mm-hmm. And that's the main concern, is making sure that they're out there and that they're trained, have the training to do the job. Not all of the deputies who were on the Marion County Sheriff's Department have ILEA ILEA certification.
What's IELA? People may not know what
that is. Indiana Law Enforcement Academy.
That's the academy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the state of Indiana certifies every officer that is in the state of Indiana.
239-1310. We're talking with Mark Brown. He is running for the Democratic nomination in next Tuesday's primary for Marion County Sheriff. To the phones in William. Hi there.
How you doing, Mr. Brown?
Fine.
I got a question for your candidate. Mr. Brown, I got a question for you. We had one of the most effective sheriff leaders in Frank Anderson, and the mayor didn't see fit for him to stay in the position that he was in. Now, I wonder, this is the question. What responsibility do the public have in reporting crime to the police, and how will the police respond to all of the complaints that the public will be bringing to them or calling into them if this actually takes place?
All right. Let me let the candidate answer.
Well, thank you for your question. It was a very good question. I think I know from IMPD's perspective, as well as the Sheriff's Department's perspective as well, we want those people. We want people to call in. We need the extra eyes and ears out there to help us resolve some of the crime that we have out there. So I believe we have to be reactive as well as being proactive to what's going on in our city.
239-1310. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going today, sir?
Fine.
Mr. Brown?
How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. Hey, I've heard great things about you, you know, by the way, throughout the community. And while I participate in several endeavors that go on, I always see you out doing great things. Like right now, I'm an employee of the Marion County Sheriff's Office, and I'm not here to say bad things or, you know, knock the sheriff, but like a lot of things that's going on, I just totally disagree with. Like, even as far as how people move up in the rank, it's like, you know, you have to pay. Like, a lot of people don't know that, but, you know, from the inside speaking out, you know, the leadership of the sheriff's department is in a total disaster, because a lot of the leaders shouldn't be leaders. Like, they pay to be leaders. Like, and that's a part of them contributing to the sheriff's campaign. So when you get in, like, how will you control the leadership? Like how will you pick different people to be leaders? Because, like, now paying to be leaders, that's not working for them. Like, you see different, you know, Marion County Sheriff's Office officers, like, they go out and they do things, like, because you said they're not trained. Like, a lot of we weren't trained on the Tiburon system. Like, now, you know, the police officers, they're using a system called Interact. They're not trained on Interact. Like, I hate to say it, but the majority of them don't know what they're doing.
All right, let me let the candidate respond.
Thank you for your question. Let me say this. I'm very high on training. I believe training helps reduce is effective for the budget as well, because mm-hmm. if you have a well-trained police department, it cuts down on lawsuits. Most of the lawsuits that affect police departments are for failure to train and for failure to supervise. So we have to make sure that we have quality training and make sure we have people trained. But along with that, I don't agree with the pay-to-play policy that is currently in the sheriff's department. I've seen certain people do certain things, and depending on if you're a nice donor or something like that, then your discipline is different from somebody who may not necessarily be a donor. So I have a big-time problem with that.
The caller talked about some specific systems. What was he talking about? Are these computer systems or these paperwork systems?
Yes, these are new computer systems that hopefully all of the law enforcement agencies in the state will be on the same computer system, so we'll be able to share information and obtain information a lot easier than what we're doing now.
Back to the phones and Frank at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. Got a question for your candidate.
It's right here.
Okay. I'm kind of touching on what you touched on before. Sheriff's Department doesn't have a homicide investigation unit. They don't respond to homicides. They don't respond to home invasions. How is your office going to make a difference you responded by saying thinking out of the box. Well, you know, if I took that to the bank and asked for a mortgage and asked me, well, how are you going to pay for it? I said, I'm going to think out of the box. Can you be a little bit more specific? How are you going to do something when you don't have the authority to do it?
Yes, sir. Thank you for your question. Again, sir, respectfully, one of the responsibilities that the sheriff has is addressing the warrant issue. There are currently entirely too many open warrants. Some of these warrants are very, very, they're for violent offenders, and we have to address those. And I believe as you have these deputies out seeking the people who are out there, seeking the people who are out there for these warrants, they're also driving around. So when the more police presence you have, I believe the more effective it could be. So like I was mentioned earlier, when homicide or some of these other units arrest someone, it's not uncommon that the person already has a violent warrant on them. So if we are able to pick up some of these people who have the violent warrants on them, I believe that it will impact some of the homicides as well as some of the assaults. And if we address the sex offense registry and make sure it's accurate and deal with all the inaccuracies that's in that, I believe that could make a difference as well.
239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Amos. Back to the phones. And Aaron, hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine.
I have a question for Mr. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brown, I have, well, two questions in one. I want to know, what are you going to do? I know that you're going to make some drastic changes due to the fact I know that you're aware that a lot of people in the sheriff's department that are in leadership have paid for those positions by donating maybe $5,000 for a lieutenant, maybe a couple thousand for a sergeant. But I want to know, because I have tried to make this known about a lot of people that are driving out here in the city who have had suspended license, even though you shouldn't drive on suspended, they're supposed to get a court date in the mail. Now, I am aware, I don't know if you're aware, the deputies are not delivering them because the sheriff doesn't get paid to deliver them. And now these people are having warrants out for their arrest, but they never got the court date in the mail. But the sheriff gets paid to go get these people on warrants. Are you going to do something to correct that, some kind of disciplinary action or making sure that your deputies are doing what they're supposed to do, not just because the sheriff's not getting paid to do it, but because it's your obligation?
Thank you. One of the things we have to do is make sure we have the right leadership in position. How we can handle a lot of the problems within both departments is making sure that we have clear and concise policies and procedures. And people have to understand, all the members of the department have to understand that. I had heard about the situation, but I never brought it up about some of the deputies not delivering driving while suspended warrants and going, I'm sorry, driving while suspended summons and then going back and picking up the people on warrant. I'd heard about that. I hope it's not true. If it is, I hope the sheriff addresses it. It is very concerning, very concerning.
239-1310. As you have gone out in this campaign, everybody is saying that the election Tuesday is going to be a very, very low turnout, maybe lower than the turnout this time 4 years ago. What are you feeling as you've gone around the county?
What we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure people are excited about this election. It's time to make some changes, Mr. Brown. We mm-hmm. cannot continue to go on as we're going. No one can. We can't accept what's happening in this city. I won't accept it. I'm invested in this city. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by invested, my wife, my family, my grandchildren, my friends, my church, my job, everything is here, and I've got to do the best I possibly can. I swore, I took an oath 26 years ago, and I was serious about it, and I'm serious about it now.
How do we know on these warrants that the information on the warrant in terms of the name and the address of the people that are wanted are correct? I mean, I've heard on this program instances where IMPD or Marion County Sheriff goes to a warrant location, and it's a false name, it's a false address, That's not the fault of the deputies who are processing it. That's the fault of information provided to them. How do we know this information is correct?
Well, we have to do our due diligence. We have to corroborate the information that's given to us. And if it's a warrant on somebody in particular, a person, the fingerprints are very important. But if they haven't been arrested, we have to use other descriptors, names, name, date of birth, Social Security number, and the description of the person.
The warrants that sheriff's deputies would go after, these are for all offenses, civil and criminal. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So does any, does anybody know, out of all the these outstanding warrants, what percentage is criminal and what percentage is civil?
That's a very good question for the sheriff, because he's usually responsible for putting out a book, that a record that talks about the different things, the statistics for the sheriff's department. I haven't seen that yet. Every other department has done that. I have not seen one from the sheriff's department, and I don't think we will see one.
So nobody really knows. So it could be far more civil than criminal.
It's a possibility.
239-1310. Let me go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to comment. One of your callers had made a comment about how you would be thinking outside the box. And one of the comments he made was, since you don't have the authority, could you speak to the point that sheriff deputies do have the authority, even though their responsibilities aren't as great as they used to be, they still have the authority to enforce the law. And they are out there. If they're close to a robbery, when it comes out, they're going to respond to it, or a home invasion. Even though it's not their responsibility to patrol the area, they still respond to crimes.
Absolutely right, and that's another part that I was mentioning while having the presence out there. When you're out looking for warrants, or if you're driving around doing something else, visiting a sex offense registry, and just like you said, if a warrant comes out, I wouldn't expect you to drive by that because you don't have patrol responsibilities. I would expect you to deal with it because you are a law enforcement officer, and you're absolutely right. I agree with that. Thank you very much.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's neighbors, we're talking with Mark Brown. He is running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff in the election that is next Tuesday. Early voting is every day this week down to the City County Building downtown. I want to go back to utilizing sheriff's deputies for other law enforcement duties that could free up IMPD. But before I do that, you made a statement about other law enforcement agencies in Marion County that you feel the sheriff is not cooperating with. Are we talking Lawrence Speedway, Beech Grove, Southport? Are we talking the school police? What are we talking about?
I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
I'm not asking you to throw, but you brought it up. I'm not trying to get you to throw anybody under the bus.
No, there are a lot of agencies, Mr. Brown, that are not thrilled with the leadership of the Sheriff's Department. And these are, we all have to work together. We can push crime around all day. We could push it to Lawrence. Lawrence is going to push it back. We could push it to Speedway. Speedway is going to push it back. But I'm not one who likes to sit around and make excuses and try not to get something done. I'm results-oriented. We need to solve the problem. We need to deal with it. If it's in our backyard, we need to deal with it and stop playing games and politics and just deal with the problems that's at hand.
Other than warrants, is there anything else the sheriff's department can do that would help to take a bite out of violent crime?
What I would like to see eventually is, I know per se the sheriff's department does not have road patrol responsibilities. I would like to go. I would like to assume some of the area that that IMPD has to free up some of those district officers. And maybe, let me say this: years ago, the sheriff's department did an excellent job out on the far east side of Indianapolis, where the reserves for the sheriff's department went out on the far east side.
It was B-16, I think it was called back then.
They did an excellent job. I would like to do something like that. We have enough deputies on the department, which I think if we allow working with IMPD, we could do something like that. That would free up those officers.
In your 20-plus minutes so far, you have not uttered the J word, the jail.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is very concerning. What's concerning about it is, since you brought it up, but I would have got there. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the, first of all, the jail itself. I don't believe there's enough employees in the jail. There's a lot of things that we have to do, that we have to deal with. I'm concerned about all these escapes. Rightfully so, I've had an opportunity to speak to this, some of the people where the new jail is supposed to be going, and they're upset about it because it's going to be in their community. And I would be upset about it, too, right now, because the way people are walking in and out of jail, that's a problem. It's very concerning. So if it's in my backyard, and I've seen the problem with people walking out, and I've seen the problems, the other issues with the jail, far as I've got a big time problem with male and females being locked up. And not only is this the first time, it's the second time. And that again tells me somebody needs an anatomy class, or we need to have some clear and concise policies and procedures in place.
Do we need a new jail?
Do we need a new jail? Yes, we need a new jail.
Or do you agree or disagree with the recommendation now to put the new jail in this justice center with the criminal courts at the old Chevrolet plant at White River and Oliver?
I'm concerned about it. I don't think that's the best place. And I'm concerned. I don't think that when I was at the city county council meeting reference to jail, the sheriff mentioned that they had 12 meetings. And then I later heard him say 11 of them was with the sheriff's department. So there was really no input from the community. Mm-hmm. So that kind of stumbled me. But
should the next jail be run, built by Marion County and run by Marion County, or should the next jail be farmed out to somebody?
That's something we would have to look at. I'm still interested in all the numbers. When you start talking about a jail that costs the price of an arena or something like that, mm-hmm. we want to make sure it's something that's not going to be taxing to the taxpayers, and if it's beneficial to the city, if it's going to be state of the art, more conventional, and allow more deputies to get on.
Do people fail to remember that the Marion County Jail is not a jail where people stay after they're found guilty? They're a jail where people stay until their case is decided.
That's correct.
239-1310. Let me go to Anonymous right quick with Mark Brown running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff. Hi there.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You were just talking about the jail. I heard two escapes from the jail last night. Is that true?
That was Hancock County, Henry County Jail out in Newcastle.
But we have had a few.
Oh, okay, then. All right. I got the wrong information, but I was just wondering how they work out of jail.
Well, you're not too far-fetched, because there have been escapes from the Marion County Jail, and then there have been
But those weren't over-the-wall escapes.
No, not over-the-wall escapes. Some of them are where they're just not being processed efficiently.
Okay, just walked out the front door.
Just walked out the front door.
So it ain't like one of them Hollywood movies where the helicopter comes and rescues.
Well, there have been a few of those attempts, sawing off the bars and things like that, trying to get to them. So it happens.
All right, let me go to Lisa at 239-1310. Hi there.
I just had a question for you. If you were to be voted in, what would you do about the officers that are abusing their position and maybe harassing people and having them locked up to cover up maybe something they might be doing to that person?
Great question.
Great question. I have zero tolerance for that. Zero. I think a lot of that, it goes back to the leadership. And it goes back to policy and procedures that you must have in place. And you must have the training as well to make sure that people understand what they're supposed to be doing and making sure that they're actually doing the right thing. The supervisors, I will hold the supervisors accountable, more accountable than ever, than they've ever been before, and to make sure that they have the training as well. But if someone is to do something that they shouldn't be doing, we will hold them accountable for it just like anyone else.
239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones right quick. And Micah, hi there.
Hi. This is a question for Mr. Brown. My question was, as far as the crime, you know, you said pushing it from Lawrence pushing it back. What about, like, a Big Brother program or something that is required for them to give back to a community, connect with a community? something to resolve the issue with the crime and the drug selling and everything else. You know, give. I don't know, just connect with the kids, because that's where a lot of it's coming from as a youth.
Absolutely. Great question. Thank you for the question. And that's something that I believe heavily in, is a mentoring program. I mentor several kids as we speak, and I believe if everyone just took some sort of interest in one kid, it could be so effective. We are looking at a program also where we want to look at some of these abandoned buildings, some of these buildings that are empty. We have some businesses on board now who are willing to assist us and help. For instance, we have a gentleman who has a roofing company. We have a gentleman who has a computer company, and so on and so forth. And we want to try to work with them, work with our youth, and give them some, help them get some other skills. I saw something that was really a beautiful thing not too long ago. It was at the 100 Black Men.
At the Botillion?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I sponsored quite a few of those kids, and it was a great thing. It was, and don't let me forget, I always forget Jack and Jill that goes with the 100 Black Men. Mm-hmm. But we talked about, they talked about crime in the city and how it affected youth. And I was so proud to see these young men come up with solutions to the problem and problems that we have. And there are a lot of other programs like that as well, right. Mr. Brown. CLD is another one that's mm-hmm. an excellent program. Mr. Bland is doing an excellent job with that. And then there's YMCA has a few. I've run into so many people who have excellent programs. And I don't believe that I have to come up with a lot of different programs, but I do believe that I need to assist them to make sure that they have the resources they need to keep these programs going.
Eric will be our last question with Mark Brown, running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Amos?
Fine.
I just had a question for your candidate. How you doing, Mr. Brown?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm already blessed. My question is, well, my first, I had a comment. There was a lot of, I've noticed there's a lot of not so violent offenders. But my question is, what is your plan for as far as, like, reducing the population in the jails for the crimes that are being committed that are, like, low risk or things like that? Because a lot of the crimes and a lot of the people that are locked up, some are major offenders or some are really petty crimes. So my question is, what is your plan on trying to reduce the population as far as the low-risk crimes?
And that's something the new criminal code is almost going to force counties to deal with that. Mark Brown?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a very good question. One of the things we're going to have to do is work with the prosecutor's offices and the judges. This is going to be something that's not going to fall solely on the sheriff's shoulders to make sure he handles. But we may have to see an increase in probation, and it's actually cheaper to have someone on probation. For example, it may be $65 or $70 to house someone in the jail when you could actually do that at a lower cost on probation or something like that. But we're definitely going to have to look at that and make whatever adjustments that are necessary to it. Just like Mr. Brown said, that is something that will fall on the shoulders of the sheriff, and he'll have to resolve it. Again, it will take the assistance of the prosecutor as well as the judges as well.
Our standard closing question with all candidates: if people want more information about your campaign, he's Mark Brown. He's running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff. How do people get a hold of you?
First of all, if I may say, please vote for me May 6th, ballot number 39A. I can be reached at Brown for Sheriff at mail.com, brownforsheriff@mail.com. Also, you could go to electmarkbrown.com. That is my website.
Mark Brown, he's running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Whole lot more on the program on this first Monday, or last Monday of April, eight days before the primary. Somebody's got to vote. Chris and I and Mark Brown are not going to be the only people just voting. So we need you to get, make sure we got out here and vote. It's After News with Amos, after these.